People of Earth, I mean you no harm. Peoples of the planet Earth, I bring you glad tidings of great interest. Here they are. 1. The Earth did not end last week. I just wanted to reassure you about that, because I know you may be wondering whether this is some kind of afterlife, or whether we are now in a sort of hell, or a jokester's version of heaven. Rest assured, the world is still here. You are still here, and yes, this may be some kind of heaven or hell. We just have to deal with it as it is. 2. Some of us still believe in goodness and mercy, and we must band together. Here's why this may be difficult. The meek are scattered loosely among the wolves. We survive by hunkering down and trying to avoid the bullies and the sharks. Because we are largely invisible, we don't always network with each other to protect the goodness and sustain the tender mercies. Whether we like it or not, this is probably the way it should be. Were we to gang up on the bullies and sharks and wolves, we just might become one of them. Best we continue our quiet evangelism, one person at a time, one situation at a time. Just keep in mind that we are together in spirit and mind. 3. Each day the world ends and begins anew. This means we have no acceptable excuses for misbehaving, for failing to make the 24 hours just given us a little better. It's a long journey, but each day can be different from each previous day. Even the lead character in Groundhog Day eventually found a way to redeem himself and others around him. He just kept on getting up and reassessing his circumstances. We can do that too. 4. It's time to construct our own Mayan calendar. There's nothing restraining us. We can roughly steer our destinies by simply deciding to do so, then allowing nothing to get in the way. Whiners and naysayers and wimps who just know everything is going down the tubes, these folks haven't met us yet, have they? We don't know how to expend our energies. As Duke Ellington said, I merely took the time it took to pout and wrote some blues. Compose some blues today. The plan is self-evident. The meek are contesting the will. As Gandhi said, first they ignore you, then they make fun of you, then they fight you, and then you win. Yep, we are the invisible warriors. All we have to do is keep in mind that the Mayan calendar doesn't last forever unless we reboot it from time to time. Bo Diddley said it all. We're a short time here and a long time gone. Thank you, people of Earth, for reading these few words. I mean you no harm.